What's the challenge with the receiver? So he had a, obviously a huge year last year, hasn't done quite so much this year. Hopkins.
Well, Hopkins, he's an elite receiver. Obviously, you know, he's very strong. You probably see more pass interference penalties against Hopkins than anybody I've seen on tape. You know, the flag comes out a lot because he's physical. You know, they're being engaged at the line. You know, very strong hands. You know, really good quickness coming in and out of his breaks. You know, so you don't have to watch much tape to see that, you know, he's one of those guys that you're going to have to know where he is all the time because they do move him around. You know, people try to double him or whatever. You know, they do a good job of moving him around, trying to get him to where, you know, he can get in one-on-one situations.
More slot this year than what you saw in the past?
Third down, I see him a lot, you know, in the slot. You know, I really haven't studied these guys. You know, I mean, you know, they're kind of an uncommon opponent for us. But as you go through in your preparation, you know, they move him around quite a bit. And you'll see him inside in the slot. You'll see him at the number two position. You'll also see him at the number three position. So, you know, it's something we have to be aware of.
Are Lamar Miller's best attributes as a runner?
Well, first of all, I think his explosive speed. You know, he can really cut and get in and out of his breaks, and then he's got enough acceleration that if you give him a seam in the defense, you know, he's a guy that can take it all away. So I think number one is his speed and his cutting ability. They certainly utilize him, I mean, a lot. You know, I mean, he's carried the ball over 200 times he's got 30 receptions or so, you know. So he's a good receiver and you know, he's a big play threat.
Tom, you talked before about turnovers. Sometimes they can come in bunches. I know you're trying to get more turnovers out of your guys. I know you don't take anything for granted, but when you look at a Houston team that has even a worse turnover differential than your own team does, do you kind of hope maybe this is a week that a bunch can maybe come for you?
Well, you keep working. You know, keep doing things that you believe in. You know, there'll be stretches that, you know, we've certainly gone through stretches where we haven't gotten them. But we've done that in the past, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of like sacks. You know, you go through two or three games, and you don't get much done. And then all of a sudden, you know, I thought that was really a difference, all right, from, you know, first half, second half, you know, or first drive and the rest of the game, we settled down. We were able to get more pressure on the quarterback and came up with a few sacks and we're close on some others. So the turnover thing, you know, you just have to keep doing the things that you believe in terms of your pursuit and getting everybody going to the ball and trying to strip the ball and you know, obviously the quarterback has a lot to do with that in terms of if you can get pressure on him, you know, disrupt his rhythm. Haw's interception, you know, Monday night came at the right time. You know, I mean, they were starting to move the ball, you know, into our territory. And those kind of things change games around. I mean, those three, four plays, you know, whether it's sacking the quarterback and turning it into a longer yardage situation you know, coming up with the ball, taking a possession or two away from a team. So, yeah, we're hoping that we're trending the right way with that.
What would it mean to get either Blake or Jake or both back and give you some options there?
Well, we'd love to have them both back. You know, they're both going through kind of the stages. You know, Jake practiced today, and you know, Blake did some limited things. So, you know, we'll have to kind of follow and see, but. You know, obviously we like the way those guys were playing, you know, when they were playing in there together and they were healthy and you know, we look forward to having them both back.
Does it complicate your game planning when you have three guys and maybe they'll all play, maybe none of them will play between Clay and those two other guys?
Well, you prepare for the worst, and if you get a good news, okay, then you're happy about that. So, you know, I mean, Clay, you know, we felt, you know, moving Clay in there and playing him, you know, in our nickel package, you know, in there, you know, we thought was the right thing to do in terms of getting our best talent on the field, you know, this past week.
What have you seen from Julius these past two games in terms of some of the production he's giving you guys?
He's given us what I think Julius can give you. You know, I mean, he's been around the quarterback, you know, he's hit the quarterback, and I think affected, you know, the pass rush. Okay, I think he's done a good job with that, and so hopefully, you know, here down the stretch we'll see even more of that.
Mostly because of injuries, the reps were distributed in a little bit of a tighter fashion on Monday. There just weren't as many bodies as you normally cycle through there, and it just so happened that a lot of the guys that were hurt were young players. Did it help at all, do you think, to have more reps distributed among the veterans on Monday night?
Well, you know, you obviously, you know, we knew that Monday night was a critical game for us, and so, like always, you know, I think Clay's move inside, and you're gonna play the guys more reps, okay? You want the guys out there, the vets, and so, you know, every play's important, and you get to that situation, you know, you want to make sure that you have the guys out there that have been there, you know, before.
Dom, if you put so much, you know, into that week going with Clay inside, does your heart kind of end up in your throat a little bit when he does exit on the first series? What was going through your mind?
We're kind of used to that, you know. I mean, it's, you know, there, and there was a point there with Demarius too, you know, that first time back and playing the whole game and that type of thing, you know, to where, you know, he came out and then came back in, and you know, those two guys were critical in our game plan, so you know, we've been through that a few times, so, and you saw that when Clay went out, all right, we ended up playing Morgan in there so that's where the value of a guy like Morgan, you know, where he can play two or three different spots, and so he was playing in that backer position some, you know, at that time they were throwing the ball quite a bit, and we felt we needed to, you know, to put our most athletic group out there. So Morgan really hadn't had a lot of work at that inside position, and he did it, went in and did a really nice job.
Now, I know you have to worry about Hopkins and Osweiler and Lamar Miller, et cetera, this week. I'm just wondering, you guys never play the Texans, obviously, once every 4 years. When you do face them, do you think it all back to your time there? And how do you kind of view that? Because you certainly had success in Carolina, and I'm guessing Houston did not go the way you wanted.
First 3 years, it went pretty good. You know, we went 4-5-7 and swept two teams in the division. So we were really felt headed in the right direction. And then, as always, okay, year four, you know, you get so many injuries with an expansion team, you don't have the people, okay, to put in there. So the fourth year didn't go the way we wanted it. But I thought the first 3 years, you know, we were trending and beat some good teams, and we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah. Along those lines, do you remember the game when Favre went down there and beat you guys late?
Pardon?
Do you remember the game when the Packers came down there?
I do. It was a close game. It went right down to the end. And so, you know, obviously you're playing against the Packers. You know, we had a lot of respect for Brett. But it was a tight game. I mean, in I guess maybe it was the third year, you know, the year that Carolina and New England played in the Super Bowl. You know, we beat Carolina that year and took New England right down to the end. So, I mean, we were, you know, I can remember some games where, you know, we played pretty well against some real good teams. The Green Bay team that year, I mean, that was, I don't remember exactly that one, but I think it was a field goal, okay, decided the game. Yeah, yeah.
I'd much rather not ask you this when you're on the podium. That's the only way we get to talk to you now. How long did it take you to kind of get to a point where you were at peace with how that ended, though? Because you felt like you were trending in the right direction. You have an injury-plagued season, and then you're done.
You know, one of the things that you learn, you know, in this business is, and I tell the players this all the time, right, that you put your heart and soul into something, okay? And if you know that you've done everything that you can do, because I've always believed the things that you can control, okay, you try to do the best job you can. The things that you can't, all right. But if in this business, all right, if you prepare and you do all the little things that you think that it takes, then you could look at yourself in the mirror and hold your head up and feel good, you know, and walk away. Because it's not always going to go exactly the way you want it to go.
Thank you.
So, and I felt that way, you know, about Houston. You know, you understand with an expansion team, all right, that, like I say, the first 3 years everything was going kind of the way you wanted it, and you have a tough year, and you know, your job is to win football games. We didn't win enough football games in that fourth year.